For anyone aiming to be a pop star, it helps to be able to take risks. Of course, it also helps if you're as talented as the young singer-songwriter we're about to hear from. One critic called her the golden girl of British music, and she may just be the next big thing. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
Leanne LaHavas was pretty much unknown until she appeared on a popular TV show in Britain called Later with Jules Holland. Just her singing and playing guitar.
Why do I love him? He don't love back. When I call his name, he turns his back. The weather is growing cold and I want him back again.
Time seemed to stand still, wrote one critic of Leanne LaHavas's performance. There were much more established artists on the music show that day, but Alison Howe, the producer, says LaHavas was the standout.
She was perfect. That short amount of time that she performed that song, 2.5 minutes or so, it was just her space and she held her own.
Not a coincidence he left me because my older man was ready to love me like the woman that I am. Ooh.
The song Leanne LaHavas played is called Age, and it's about one relationship ending and another one with a much older man beginning.
I met an older man just after this guy had dumped me.
And one night, that older man introduced her to an older singer.
Out on the plains, down in Santa Fe.
A song called Cow Cow Boogie by Ella Fitzgerald with the Ink Spots. And the rhythm of it is that ching, 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 that kind of thing.
A most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come on, tie.
And with that rhythm and her own romantic predicament in mind, LaHavas had a new song.
So is it such a problem if he's old? As long as he does whatever he is told. I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone.
The song made an impression during that TV debut, and more critics started writing about Leanne LaHavas. But she is hardly an overnight sensation. Even though she's only 23, she did plenty of open mic nights at pubs, sang backup for lead singers, and worked on her songs. She grew up in London. Her father is an amateur jazz musician and a bus driver. When her parents divorced, she went to live with her grandmother. She started singing when she was 7. At school, Leanne LaHavas said, as her teachers encouraged her.
It got to the point where I was having singing lessons, but then I wasn't able to afford them. And then my head teacher said that she'd pay for the lessons just so I could continue having them. She said, you can't not sing.
Found myself in a second. I found myself in a second-hand guitar. Never thought it would happen, but I found myself in a secondhand guitar.
That secondhand guitar Leanne LaHavas sings about is called Miss Connie, after her grandmother.
It's your love.
LaHavas is crazy about the guitar. When she was learning to play, she discovered not only inspiration, but instruction on YouTube. She came across the late jazz guitarist Emily Remler.
There was a piece that she would play called Red Blouse Bossa Nova, and I just loved the tenderness with which she was playing the chords and the way her hands looked.
Turns out the video was part of an instructional series that Emily Remler made on how to play advanced jazz guitar.
Your other three fingers down, your pinky remains constant on the fifth fret.
I learnt chords from watching her, for example, but I just also just did what felt right to me.
And sometimes that means Leanne LaHavas veers away from tender strumming towards what she calls a dirty sound.
Waste all your time writing love songs, but you don't love me.
Remember that younger man who dumped Leanne LaHavas? This song, Forget, is about him.
So pack away.
Last year has been very good for Leanne LaHavas. She was nominated for a Mercury Prize. Stevie Wonder left her a voicemail message singing one of her songs. Prince invited her to jam with him. And some critics have even compared her to Adele. Musically, Leanne LaHavas is very different from Adele. But Allison Howe, producer of Later with Jules Holland, says in some ways they're cut from the same cloth.
They have great voices. They have a unique style that's unique to them. They're not being somebody else. They're being themselves. They're just really natural singers and songwriters.
And in the case of Leanne LaHavas, Allison Howe believes her skills will only continue to grow. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
They say some things are better left unsaid, but I take my life to stay.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.